We headed to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. This is quarter number four of the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings. And sure, the regular season's fun and all, but only one thing can compare to the excitement of basketball's playoffs, and that's having skin in the game with DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. Basketball has made its way through the regular season. Now it's time to crown a champion, and DraftKings Sportsbook is putting you in the center of the action. Plus, don't forget about hockey's playoffs. DraftKings Sportsbook offering great odds and promotions all week long to help you make it rain. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use code KSN when you sign up. Limited time. All you new users get a $10 free bet when placing a bet of $20 or more on all first-round playoff action. That's right. DraftKings Sportsbook going all out, offering a $10 free bet when placing a bet of $20-plus dollars on all first-round playoff action. Again, promo code KSN, only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Other terms and conditions and restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. All right, we usually forget this, but the winner of our Ask Greg segment was Mike from Charlotte. And I would like to welcome into the Labatt Blue Studio, good friend of the show, Dustin Schutte, managing editor of SaturdayTradition.com, a great Big Ten sports website. Welcome back to the show, Dustin.
Hey, thanks for having me on, Jim. It's always a pleasure to talk to you.
Well, and we've got plenty to talk about this go-round. There was so much going on with the Big Ten. I wanted to get your perspective. We all get it from the Penn State angle here, but I'd like to get a bigger overview. So a week ago, there was a vote, or perhaps there wasn't a vote, but a decision to cancel the Big Ten fall season. The blowback was quick, and it continues. Is there any chance at all that we reverse course and get a fall season?
Well, you know, there's a lot of pushback with obviously Ohio State quarterback Justin Fields creating that petition to urge Commissioner Kevin Warren and the Big Ten presidents to reverse their decision. You've seen, I think now it's been five schools, the parents of those players at Iowa, Ohio State, Penn State, Nebraska, have issued statements or drafted up letters that they've sent into the Big Ten office asking for an explanation and asking for Kevin Warren and the presidents to at least reconsider the option of a fall season. In my opinion, and this isn't going to be too flattering, but you would have to have a lot of very smart people admit that they jumped the gun on this and that they pulled the plug a little too early. What I suspect will happen is we may see somebody put out a statement saying they will reconsider a fall season, but I think that that's going to be just for public perception. I don't think we're actually going to see a fall season at this point, just simply because of the fact of the timing. You would have to get the schedule going by September 26th. That means you're having players basically start fall camp immediately. To me, there's just too much that would have to happen too quickly in order to get a fall season. So I don't think that we will actually see it, but I wouldn't be surprised if these presidents and the commissioner go into a meeting room virtually and at least say they're going to reconsider just to appease the public, just because of all the blowback they've received.
Well, you make a good point where there's going to be a lot of people who would have to say, gee, we were wrong, and I don't expect to hear that from these folks. But you've also written about attorneys getting involved, specifically Tom Mars, who's a well-known lawyer who has previously been involved in waiver cases for transferring players. Can you tell us what type of legal action might they take?
Well, speaking from the legal standpoint, and when you listen to what Tom Mars said, and as you mentioned, he helped Justin Fields get his waiver at Ohio State in 2019. He helped Michigan's Shea Patterson get his waiver in 2018 after the fallout at Ole Miss. You know, basically, it seems to me like I don't know that there's going to be any legal action in terms of money or any lawsuits or anything. But I think what he's looking for is transparency and basically saying, hey, these players, these parents deserve the right to know why you canceled their season. They deserve to know what financial analysis you created. They deserve to know what the medical data you looked at was. They deserve to know all these different factors, these text messages, emails that went back and forth. And if you jump out in front of this, if you're Kevin Warren, if you're the president, you're not going to have to deal with any of this. If you just provide some information, you look at the Pac-12 and you're experiencing almost no backlash out there. Now, obviously, things on the West Coast are a little bit different. But at the same time, they came prepared, I think, with a 10 or 12 page document. Maybe it was longer, kind of detailing what the thought process was, the reasons given why they can't have a season this year. And you've seen it pretty well received. That doesn't mean there isn't disappointment out there, but it means that the Pac-12 was proactive. They did their due diligence. They explained everything to the players, coaches, administrators, and parents. And so I think that's what Tom Mars and other attorneys right now are looking at more than anything is just, hey, if you're going to make this decision, you need to tell us why you're making this decision, because this affects thousands of lives for student athletes. Not just that, but you're going to see some blowback and backlash. You're going to see people on these athletic department staffs and in these universities lose jobs. You're going to see businesses in these college towns potentially close up, and you're going to see, you know, people like myself, sports writers or broadcasters, cameramen, they're going to all be affected by this. This is affecting thousands of people. And for you to not provide any information on why you came to this decision is just really very selfish and creates an incredible lack of self-awareness, in my opinion. So that's, I'm not a lawyer or anything by that stretch, but that's kind of what I think. When Tom Mars says he's going to pursue potentially legal action, I think he's wanting more of the information as to how they came to the conclusion, more so than there's going to be lawsuits or anything in that nature.
And if we get to that point where they are transparent, which they obviously have not been over the last week, and find out, I think you hit it on the head, Dustin, we would have been a lot more open to it. And if they could show this is the data, this is why we're doing this. But it appears that nobody wants to take responsibility for the decision in the Big Ten. In the last couple days, we've had Sandy Barber, the athletic director at Penn State, say she didn't even know if there was a formal vote. And I saw a quote from the Minnesota president where she said there was a deliberative process where we came to a decision together. And this just reeks of everyone looking for cover, no one wanting to take responsibility for the decision. Is that how you see it?
Oh, absolutely. This is passing the buck. This is a bunch of college presidents locking their doors, hiding underneath their desks and their offices. And the same thing with Kevin Warren. Nobody's wanting to take responsibility for this. And you know, these are college presidents who, you know, preach to these college kids that they need to take responsibility for their actions and hold accountability. And it's very hypocritical for them to not stand behind this decision. And Jim, you and I and anybody else out there can argue or debate or have a conversation about whether playing football right now is the right thing to do. And there are arguments for both sides of that. And I don't think anybody questions that. What the problem is you're not getting any explanation. These decision makers essentially are altering the lives, potentially the careers of thousands of student athletes, of thousands of potentially staff employees, and they're just hiding behind this fake vote, whether there was a vote or not, and they're not providing any detail whatsoever. It's to me, you know, I don't want to pat myself on the back here, but the other day when I was looking into some of the conversations that were being had on Michigan's standpoint, you know, Mark Schlitzel, the president at Michigan, seems to have had no conversations with his players, with the parents, with the coaching staff, with the athletic director. You know, a lot of times silence is golden, but in this point in time, it's cowardice. You have to provide this explanation. People deserve this. You can't say you're for the student athletes. You can't say that you are for the players and player safety and all this if you're not willing to describe or explain why you're making this decision. And it's frustrating. And I know I'm going on a bit of a tangent here, but you know, at the same time, it's just when you have so many people, you have 14 people in this room and Commissioner Kevin Warren makes it 15 and not one has provided a single answer. And that's why you're seeing all this frustration right now.
That's a great point. And that's the frustration. There's so much of a disconnect. here at Penn State, we had James Franklin, the day of the vote, come out and say he still wanted to play. And later that day, we think that the president, Eric Barron, voted to cancel. Although we're not sure, I'm not sure anyone even knows where he is. And I did want to hit one more thing with you, Dustin. There was also recently some conversation about what a vote was. There was that initial leak that there was a 12-2 vote. Then someone came out to an 8-6 vote. Then it was, gee, no vote, but Kevin Warren seemed to be the one pushing for the cancellation of the fall league. Any reality to that, or is that just trying to make him the scapegoat?
Yeah, I mean, it seems like there's a lot of pointing fingers right now, and I think that that's part of the confusion, is there's really no answer. We don't know if there was a vote. And I will say this, it's hard for me to imagine that this was a majority vote situation. And what I mean by that is I can't imagine the Big Ten calling off the season if this was, if it was really 8-6 division among the conferences. I just can't imagine where you'd pull the plug on that and with basically going right down the middle and half saying they want to play and half saying they don't want to play this fall. So I don't know. It just, to me, it seemed like the Pac-12 was going to make this move anyway. I think a lot of people saw that that was the direction this was heading. And to me, now this is not, I don't have any knowledge of this, so let me get that out there. This is only my perception, is that Kevin Warren wanted to try to be the first to do this and make a big move. And I don't think he expected the ACC, the Big 12, and the SEC to keep playing at this point. And now you're seeing, if he makes that move and all football shuts down, all Power 5 conferences follow that lead, he looks like a genius. He doesn't have to provide these answers. But when you have three Power 5 conferences and three Group of 5 conferences still planning to play, by the way, he having no explanation and jumping in the gun on this, he looks mighty foolish right now.
He definitely miscalculated on that. There's no doubt about that. We can be here still hoping that there's enough pressure from the players, the player parents, the coaches, and hopefully even lawyers coming up and, you know, providing some help. And that may be the first time in my life I've ever said I wanted a lawyer involved to help out the situation. But unfortunately, that is it for our time. Dustin, thank you so much for joining us. We're definitely going to have to do it again soon.
Thanks, Jim. It's always a pleasure to speak with you.
All right. That is it for this edition of the Keystone Kickoff Show. Thank you all for tuning in, and make sure you join us next time on the Keystone Kickoff Show.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
This is Jim from Keystone Sports, and I'd like to introduce you to our new partners at Forged-Legends.com, makers of solid one-piece cast aluminum gifts. Forget the bumper sticker. For the real enthusiast, you need to go to Forged-Legends.com. Front plates, license plate frames, and hitch covers. Choose from many patriotic themes, or even show your pride with your favorite team's colors. All come with a lifetime guarantee and are manufactured right here in Central PA. Be sure to check them out. That's Forged-Legends.com, and use code KSN at checkout. The basketball playoffs are here. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code KSN when you sign up. For a limited time, all users can get a $10 free bet when placing a bet of $20 or more on all first-round playoff action. That's code KSN only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Other terms and conditions and restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.